supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam to all of you and welcome. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is a new episode of today's special. Today is Quds Day.
We are all Hezbollah. We are all Hezbollah.
روز جهانی روزی نیست که فقط اختصاص به قدس داشته باشد، روز مقابله مستضعفین با مستکبرین است.
The Quds Day is a universal day. It's not an exclusive day for Quds itself. It's a day for the oppressed to rise and stand up against the arrogant.
القدس تنادينا القدس تنادينا
القدس تنادي القدس تنادي القدس تنادينا.
Today, Thursday, 25th of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we listen to chapter Al-Hujurat, verse 10.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون.
The believers are but brothers. So make settlement between your brothers, and fear Allah, that you may receive mercy.
The blessed verse is saying that inasmuch as you strive to reconcile to brothers, it is also incumbent upon you to make peace seriously and decisively amongst conflicting believers. What a meaningful and interesting expression. All believers are like brethren, and contentions and conflicts running amongst brethren are to be replaced by peace and sincerity. One of the most significant social responsibilities of Muslims against one another in administration of justice is clarified with all its dimensions.
أرجو رضاك يا
الله
أنت الرحيم يا
الله
هبني عطاك يا
الله
أنت الكريم ومنك العطاء يا
الله
أنت العظيم يا
الله
فيك الرجاء يا
الله
أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال.
What is the quote today? What is it?
Quds Day is the last Jum'ah in months of Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
That is the day Imam Khomeini says that is the day of united Muslims.
It is a gift of Imam Khomeini, in fact. The late Imam Khomeini gave a gift to the, not to the people of Iran, but to all Muslims and to the humanity. He appointed a day, as you mentioned, the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan, to rise up against oppression. This is the message of Islam, and this is the message of holy prophets.
What is our duty in this day?
This day is the day of united Muslims, and Muslims must react together.
If we help each other, we don't need help from other people. We don't need to look up to Western cultures and Western people and look for them for help. For example, like Palestine, I think everybody has the right, and it becomes wajib on everybody to defend a Muslim country and to help a Muslim.
The sound of a Lebanese child being terrorized by Israeli bombing. Palestinian children dying every day. How many will be killed this Ramadan? How many will not make it home safe tonight? Do you care? Will you stand with them? Will you march for Palestine?
From the river to the sea.
From the river to the sea.
Palestine will be free.
Make a stand for justice. March against Israeli oppression. Join the Quds Day march.
There is only one thing in my mind, and that is that when I face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Qiyamah, I will be able to say, Ya Allah, I did whatever I could for those who are oppressed. I heard your command, stand up for the sake of those oppressed men, women and children who are crying, who are saying, Ya Allah, send us a helper.
Embrace the spirit of Ramadan. Join the struggle for justice.
Palestine will be free.
Palestine will be free.
Now we look at the importance of Quds Day. Quds Day is the last Friday of the month of Ramadan, on which demonstrations are held across the world to protest against the occupation of Palestine. Soon after the Islamic Revolution in Iran, Imam Khomeini called on Muslims to dedicate this day to demanding the rights of oppressed Muslims around the world, particularly in Palestine. On this day, rallies are organized before Friday prayer to protest against the occupation of Palestine and the oppression of its people. In fact, the struggle against the Zionists is considered an essential pillar of Imam's thought. Imam Khomeini insisted on paying attention to the international intellectuals from all lifestyles that hold common views on the issue. The Imam emphasized that the Quds Day was an international day and would not specifically be limited to only the Quds issue.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the importance of the Day of Quds. Why is the Quds Day important? Quds Day symbolizes the alignment of truth against falsehood. How much they have tried over the years to weaken Quds Day, which symbolizes the alignment of truth against falsehood. Quds Day represents the alignment of justice against oppression. Not only for Palestine, but for the entire Islamic Ummah. It is a day of loud protest by Muslims against the deadly cancer of Zionism, which has attacked the Islamic Ummah through the hands of aggressive occupiers, interveners, and arrogant powers. Quds Day is not something small. It is an international day with a global message. It signifies that the Islamic Ummah will not succumb to oppression. Even if this oppression enjoys the support of the biggest and most powerful countries in the world, they have tried so much to weaken Quds Day, especially this year, more than ever. But Quds Day here in the Islamic Iran, showed the world the direction of the revolution and the nation of Iran. It showed the will of the Iranian nation. It showed that the tricks, deceptions, spending money and political wickedness of them have no effect on the spirit of the Iranian nation. Allah brings people out to the streets on the Quds Day with fasting mouths. We trust this public movement. We believe the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the community. We believe it is the hand of Allah at work.
Imam Rida said, O Ibn Abi Mahmud, when people hear the defects of our enemies with their names, they too attribute badness to us by our names. Allah the Honored and Glorified has said, Do not abuse those whom they invoke besides Allah, lest they should abuse Allah out of hostility without any knowledge.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, a Ramadan no Palestinian will ever forget. Israel had imposed increasing restrictions on movement, with many Palestinians, especially men, denied entry to Jerusalem or other significant religious locations, as well as rising attacks by Israeli forces. Palestinian villagers are suffering violence and intimidation by armed Israeli settlers, with an average of 4 attacks a day. These attacks are being carried out with complete impunity, in many cases reportedly supported by Israeli troops. In addition to killing and injuring Palestinian civilizations, thousands of trees have been cut down. Israel has also stepped up the demolition of Palestinian homes and other structures, such as agricultural facilities and schools across the West Bank.
Ya Rahim, Ya Aziz, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, Ya Latif, Ya Khabir. Ya Halim, Ya Azim, Ya Kabir, Ya Hafiz, Ya
To achieve lasting peace for everyone, there must be an end to the occupation and the deep-rooted injustices that Palestinians face on a daily basis. Quds Day has underlined Palestine issue beyond its national aspect and has granted it with an international status. The Zionist regime has long campaigned to degrade the issue as a national conflict between Israel and Arabs. Nevertheless, a clear stand by Imam Khomeini as a prominent religious and academic personality injected a fresh spirit to forgotten Islamic perspective in a struggle against Israel. Imam Khomeini's guidance produced position results, and accordingly, Palestinian fighters heeded to the Islamic option instead of nationalistic or Western inclinations.
القدس تنادينا القدس تنادينا
قدس تنادي قدس تنادي قدس تنادينا.
We know that right now in the Muslim Ummah there's a lot of oppression happening, lots of injustice, lots of bloodshed. And Imam Khomeini declared the last Friday of the month of Ramadan to be the day of the Mustaz'afin, the day of the oppressed.
Each day we are reminded, and each day we say, there's not much that we can do, it seems so far away.
I invite Muslims all over the globe to consecrate the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan as Quds Day, and to proclaim the international solidarity of Muslims in support of the legitimate rights of the Muslim people of Palestine. Imam Khomeini, Rahmatullah Alayh.
Persecuted in their land, don't you know that all these people are dying for Islam?
Well, on this day as a Muslim Ummah, we come together and we support oppressed and rise up against the oppressors. And right now, the amount of dhulm happening in Palestine is probably at its peak as compared to anywhere else in the Muslim world or in the world in general.
The sound of a Lebanese child being terrorized by Israeli bombing. Palestinian children dying every day. How many will be killed this Ramadan? How many will not make it home safe tonight? Do you care? Will you stand with them?
Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea.
From the river to the sea.
Palestine will be free.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special, and we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
Each day we are reminded, and each day we say, there's not much that we can do, it seems so far away. Have you heard of Kosovo, of Afghanistan? Have you heard of Palestine, of Shishan? Have you heard of all these people persecuted in their land? Don't you know that all these people are dying for Islam? Have you heard? Have you heard? Have you heard?
Take pieces of bread from me.
and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all power. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. These are most beautiful days in the year. It's a month of Ramadan. We don't know how much blessings are going to be poured over on mu'mineen, on faithful ones. There's a beautiful hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he says, "لو يعلم العبد ما في رمضان لود أن يكون رمضان السنة." If mu'min would know that how valuable Ramadan is, this month is, they would love to have this month for whole year. Sometimes we think Ramadan is kind of some kind of barrier in our in achieving our lustful life, in achieving our pleasures. But it is, in fact, it is not. Ramadan itself is a pleasure. For those who know truly what Ramadan is, Ramadan means you entered into the territory of or you enter into the special ceremony of God, and God is host, and where you are a special guest, where you are a special guest, and you're all blessed in the normal days, in the regular days. When you're eating, there's no reward for you. When you're sleeping, there's no reward for you. Just regular life, moving on. But in the days of month of Ramadan, you are a special guest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Rasulullah said, "لو يعلم العبد ما في رمضان." If a true servant of God would know what contains Ramadan this month, what has this month in 30 days for you, you would love to have this Ramadan for whole year. You wanted to have this Ramadan for maybe for entire your life, because when you enter into the month of Ramadan, you are a special guest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the Ramadan, Iblis, or in another sense, Shaitan, is chained and jailed. In other days, Iblis works on ourselves. He gives us bad thoughts, you know. Lots of things. Shaitan is trying to take you towards nonsense, towards sinful world, towards making certain types of sin. But in this month, you're going to have less temptations. Why? Because Iblis is chained. He's kind of locked, and you are more safe, you are more protected, you are more attentive to the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have to achieve this level to a mu'min. A true mu'min is going to keep this quality in him permanent, forever, eternal. Because when Iblis is changed, you are going to receive less temptations, less tentative thoughts. So you are more safe, you are more with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's a good sign. So if mu'min would know that what Ramadan has for him, he would love to have this month as a year, not only for 30 days. Because those who know the value, the true value of Ramadan, 30 days for them is less. Awliya always left to fast. Most of the Urafa and Awliya, they would continue Ramadan after 30 days. They won't stop. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand the true meaning of Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل الفرج.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear brothers and sisters from all over the world listening to IRB English Radio right now, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran in Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really glad to have Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah and Ali Nasir with me. Assalamu alaikum brothers, and welcome everyone. Ali Nasir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah sir, great.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein?
Alhamdulillah.
Fine. Alright, so everyone is great and with full energy. Inshallah, today we will be talking about Ayah 73, Surah Al-A'raf, on page
159.
So, brothers and sisters, turn to page 159, Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 73. Let's listen to a recitation, then we'll continue the class.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم هذه ناقة الله لكم آية فذروها تأكل في أرض الله ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم عذاب أليم.
Nice recitation, mashallah. The story of Prophet Hud alayhi salam is over, and the story of Prophet Saleh starts.
Yes,
okay?
Yeah.
So in this ayah, as I told you, kind of Allah Almighty, after talking about Tawheed, about oneness of God, about worshipping and these things, Allah Almighty started the stories of the prophets, yes? Talking about Nabu'ah, the prophethood. Yeah, some of the prophets were mentioned, like Prophet Hud alayhi salam and Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, yes? And now Prophet Salih alayhi salam. Wa'ila on ayah 73. Look at ayah 73. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa ila thamuda akhahum saliha. It means, and to the people of Thamud, we sent Salih alayhi salam, their brother. So it says, like, the prophet is like a brother, yes? Because yes, he's from among us and he feels us, he understands us. Qala ya qawmi abudullah, ma lakum min ilahin ghayruh. Prophet Salih alayhi salam said to his people, O my people, worship Allah, you have no other God besides him. The same thing as the other prophets did. So they were inviting towards Allah Almighty. The same as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the people, قُولُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ
تُفْلِحُ.
قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. There has certainly come to you a manifest proof from your Lord. So, هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ آيَةٌ فَذَرُوهَا تَأْكُلْ فِي أَرْضِ اللَّهِ. Let her alone to graze freely in Allah's land and do not curse her any harm. وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. If you touch this, if you cause this camel any harm, for then you shall be seized by a painful punishment. So this is the miracle of Allah Almighty. Prophet ﷺ brought the miracle, showed them the miracle, okay? The camel miraculously came out of the
mountain
while pregnant. So now let's mention some of the tajweed points, and Ali Nasir is going to recite this ayah. Then tajweed points, of course. Then I will explain, inshallah, about the differences between miracle and magic.
Magic, yes.
So, Ali Nasir, we are here to listen to you.
Yes, sir. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَإِلَى ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ.
أحسنتم.
قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ.
ما شاء الله.
هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ آيَةٌ. فَذَرُوهَا تَأْكُلْ فِي أَرْضِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَمُسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ.
أحسنتم. MashaAllah. Thank you so much. Very nice. Thank you so much, Ali Nasir. Thank you. وَإِلَى ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. Pay attention to the heavy letters. Pronounce them with all sound correctly. خَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. We have explained this part many times. So the one important point here is the mim. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. About صِلَة and قِلَة, Hassan is going to explain. What does that qila tell us? Salihan. On the top we have a word qila.
It says that it's better to stop. It's better. A stopping sign.
Better to stop, but you can
continue.
Good. What about sila?
Sila tells us that better to continue.
So just opposite to sila then. Opposite to qila.
Yes.
Good. Better to continue, but you can make a pause. Qila tells us better to stop, but you can continue reading.
Yes.
Good. Thank you so much. Qad.
Qalqala.
Ja'atkum. The mad is
waj.
We should extend it. Kum
ends with Mim Sakin, and the letter Ba comes right after the Mim Sakin. So here you hide the sound of Mim, yes?
Yes.
قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ كُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ بَيِّنَةٌ merge it بَيِّنَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ
إِدْغَام
هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ آيَةٌ فذروها تأكل في أرض الله not an important rule ولا تمسوها بسوء mad is واجب
yes
in and the letter fa after it in you hide it right فيأخذكم عذاب أليم
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Miracles are not teachable. You know what I mean? Magics are used for evil desires, okay? You can use them. But miracles are never used for that. Miracles are used to prove what? To prove a fact. I mean about Allah Almighty. And also miracles are sent by they are performed by Allah Almighty, given to their prophets, okay? Given to the prophets. But magics are, everyone can do it. So I will recite this ayah and make sure, inshallah, you repeat after me. Brothers and sisters, join us. Ready, everyone?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا
وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا
قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره
قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره
قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم
قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم
هذه ناقة الله لكم آية
هذه ناقة الله لكم آية
فذروها تأكل في أرض الله
فذروها تأكل في أرض الله
ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم عذاب أليم
ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم عذاب أليم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم Thank you so much
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره قد جاءتكم
جاءتكم بينة من ربكم هذه ناقة الله لكم آية فذروها تأكل في أرض الله ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم عذاب أليم.
Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, thanks for being with us in IRB English Radio. See you next session. Stay with us. And that's all from us for today. Assalamu alaikum. Thanks to IRB English Radio, Sevier International Schools for cooperations. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
يا The Last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Almighty Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
We're waiting for you to be by your side.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program, The Last Savior. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Oman, Islamic researcher, Brother Alavian. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome
to the show. Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullah. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right, Brother Alavian, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the relation between the concept of Mahdawiyya and the holy month of Ramadan. So, we know that Laylatul Qadr during the holy month of Ramadan has a special significance for Muslims all around the world. And according to some exegetes of the Holy Quran in Surah Qadr, we are talking about the pouring down of blessings of Allah and the angels on earth because of the presence of the Hujjah of Allah on earth, that is Imam al-As, isn't it?
Definitely.
So, how do you think that the holy month of Ramadan can be linked into the concept of Mahdawiyya or Mahdism?
The holy month of Ramadan, in its Arabic term, is called Shahrun Mubarak, that yes. is the blessed month. Blessed or Mubarak means plenty of goodness, plentiness of goodness. Like in that holy month, while we are breathing, our breathing is known as Tasbih, that is yes. Ibadah. It's a kind of worship. Our sleeping in this month is known as Ibadah, an act of worship again. Or the du'as and supplications are answered. And recitation of Quran is very important. And one single verse of Quran equals one khatam, or one complete recitation of the Holy Quran.
Yes.
And many, many, many other barakat or blessings have been mentioned in the language of narrations for this holy month. And more important, it is the holy month that in which the Quran was revealed to the yes. Holy Prophet. So who is the host of this month? The host of this holy month is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Imam yes. Mahdi alayhi salam is the imam of the time who is hosting different people. So why Imam is hosting? So what we want to look at different dimensions of this whole existence with the holy month of Ramadan.
Yes.
Look, we said that in our previous sessions that Imam is going to bring a utopia, an ideal situation for the human being in which everything is in its perfect manner.
Yes.
Everything is in perfect way.
That's
presented
right.
to the people. The people are reaching out. The people are healthy. The people have no problem in their material life. We recite it after every prayer, every salat in the holy month of Ramadan, starting with Allahumma adkhil ala ahl qubur as-surur. Allahumma aghni kull faqir. So when is it going to happen? When is the example of materialization and manifestation of this du'a? So definitely it is the time that Imam has already reappeared, and the government of Imam and the justice has been spread by
yes.
just government of Imam.
Yes.
So it means that these supplications, these prayers that are being recited in a daily basis, 5 times a day, after every prayer, so they are going to be seen, and their materialization and manifestation can be seen at the time of reappearance of Imam Ali, advent of Imam. So I want to say that at the time of ghaiba and occultation of Imam, we just receive, oh Allah, do this and do that. Allahumma aghni kulla faqir. Allahumma ashba kulla jahil. Allahumma aksa kulla uryan. Allahumma aghdadayna kulla madin. Those who are problem financially, Allah assist them and help them.
Yes.
So when will it be answered? When all these du'as are answered? We said that du'as are answered in the whole month of Ramadan. So when these du'as are answered, Imam inshallah will reappear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the answer of these du'as is the appearance of Imam alayhi salam.
Yes.
So we want to say that these du'as are very related to the Imam alayhi salam. The next du'a that is very famous in the holy month of Ramadan, and even this du'a itself was narrated through Imam alayhi salam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, is the du'a al-iftitah.
That's right.
The du'a al-iftitah. In this du'a, the people, the Muslims, the believers usually pray for the reappearance of Imam alayhi salam, and they actually they complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are in problem, we are in difficulty, help us with the arrival and with advent of Imam alayhi salam, and make this opening for us. And we see again there is a relationship between this du'a and the host of this month, that
yes.
is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, who is hosting bi'idhnillah, by Allah's permission, hosting his servants in this month. And he himself tells us what to recite and what to say.
Okay.
I mean, this is, again, I want to emphasize that this du'a is from the Nahi al-Muqaddasa. This is from Imam himself.
Let's take a break and then we'll continue our discussion.
مهديون في الأزمان شعظ يهوم ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم مبتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه مهديون في الأزمان شعظ يهوم ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. You're listening to the program, The Last Savior. I'm Atal, the host of this program. All right, Brother Alevian, during the holy months of Ramadan, and Imam asks how these two are related to each other. We have so many supplications and du'as to be recited during the holy month of Ramadan, which address Imam asks directly. Okay,
definitely, yes.
So there must be a certain relation between these two, isn't it?
Definitely. We said that in these du'as, we are wishing and we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are hoping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the reappearance of Imam alayhi salam.
Yes.
So it's, as I said earlier, it's very important that this du'a has been taught by Imam himself. I mean, Imam himself taught this du'a to his companions, that if you want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the holy month of Ramadan, try to recite this du'a al-iftitah. And the other one, that was the du'a that we recited after every prayer, that is famous with Allahumma adkhil ala ahl qubur as-surur. Again, this is a du'a that the manifestation of its perfect materialization is at the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Mm-hmm. So without reciting such du'as and supplications during Ramadan?
Definitely, du'as are recommended actions, brother. There is no obligation in performing or in recitation of the du'as. But
without taking a look at glance at the topic of Imam As during Ramadan.
Yeah.
would our fasting be somehow incomplete or not
no.
perfect enough?
Look, but we are trying to find a relation between the whole existence of Imam and the Holy Month of Ramadan. But it does not mean that if a person do not know all what we are discussing here, I mean his Sawm or Siyam, his prayers and his fasting are in vain. No, it doesn't mean such a thing. Mm-hmm. We have a duty as a Muslim that one of the pillars of Islam, one of the pillars of Islam is fasting, and we are performing due to the duty that is in our shoulders.
That's right.
So, but having this information is also
fruitful,
beneficial and fruitful.
Okay.
And
shall we get to Laylatul Qadr now?
Yeah, we shall get to Laylatul Qadr. But I want to say that this concept of Mahdawi and Mahdism, as we said plenty of time in these series of shows, that is something quite common among all the believers on all these Islamic denominations. I mean, there is no discrepancy in this issue, and all of them believe in such a thing. But based on some narrations, the most possible and probable day for the appearance of Imam Ali Islam also is 23rd of Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
And
according to authentic resources,
yeah, and this day 23 of the holy month of Ramadan usually equals should be equal to a Friday something.
Okay.
And so all the awaiters of Imam Ali Islam also wait for his reappearance in such a day, I mean, or to hear those that heavenly call which is going to reach to the human beings throughout the world through Imam Ali Islam. I mean, to reach the whole world in that time. So there is also another connection. But one of the most probable nights of Qadr, nights of power, also is placed in this holy month.
Yes.
And it has been actually referred to in Surah Al-Dukhan and in Surah Al-Qadr.
Yes.
Tanazzal al-Malaikat wa-Ruh.
Yes.
This Tanazzal, it means Tanazzal al-Malaikat wa-Ruh, that angels and Ruh are coming down on him.
Yes.
So what does it mean? This tanazzal has a meaning of continuation in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is continued every year.
So this every year, once upon a time in a year, you know,
it's not going to be limited to the time of the Holy Prophet.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if we say, okay, it was for the time of the Holy Prophet, but this tanazzal said that it is happening every year till the day of judgment.
Action, that's right, okay.
And again, it is being reinforced in the surah, in the chapter of Dukhan, the same concept is being said there. So who is going who's going to be the holder of this message,
the receiver,
of this message by the angels and the ruh that comes in? What is the mission of these angels and what are they going to do on him?
So sorry, before getting into that, so at the time of Prophet Muhammad, the main receiver of this ayah,
the Holy Prophet, the proof of Allah
himself,
and the
and after him was
the imams who succeeded the Holy Prophet.
Yes. And now is Imam Asr.
Definitely has to be Imam Al-Asr alayhi salam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So this connection is very important.
So it couldn't be, for example, the pupil in general?
What do you mean?
I mean the receiver of such a message of this ayah.
So how come that at the time of the Prophet it should be the Prophet, but at the time of
righteous ones?
No, it is based on the narration. It goes on. This message goes on only for the proof of Allah and the scene of the hujjah of Allah. On the scene of the earth, and because he has the capacity to receive this message, I mean, others cannot have this capability and capacity to take the message.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old pain. It's in the morning close, the bright morning.
And the importance of this Laylatul Qadr, the night of destiny. Yes, of the people is going to be predestined somehow for one whole year, and then Does Imam As have also direct role in this divine predestination of the people on that night or not?
Look,
because some people might say that this is Allah's decision, so how an imam, a person, can somehow have direct role in predestining, for example, such a decisions for the coming year.
Look, there is a concept of tafwid, that is, Allah gives the grant and the responsibility of a series of issues to His creatures on His proof on the earth.
Yes.
That is, Allah gives the sustenance, the risk, to His first, to His top proof, to His top creature, which is the proof of God, that perfect human being.
Yes.
On the earth. Then through Him, this destiny is being distributed among others.
That's
you
right.
See? So, I want to say that this is a logical discussion that we have discussed it in our previous sessions, that this is the top creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the rest have been created for Him. For example, as the respected listeners might remember, we said that, for example, if there is a plant, there is an animal to eat that plant.
Yes.
And the perfection of this plant is to be eaten by this animal,
okay.
Right? So this hierarchy can be seen in the whole universe and in the whole creation.
Yes.
So this is the top creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
yes.
And to Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually gives all the bounties and all the sustenance and all the spiritual and material sustenance, and through Him it is going to be distributed and divided on the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth. As for the night of Qadr itself, it is quite common among all the Islamic denominations, and there is no discrepancy in this issue as well, and all Muslims believe on the importance of such a night, and there is no doubt on that.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Brother Ali. Very nice elaboration regarding the topic, the relation between Imam Az and the holy month of Ramadan, especially Laylatul Qadr. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Last Savior. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. God bless you all. May Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Al-Mahdi, Ajalallah.
Where is the rising sun? Where is the spring of life? Where is the shining moon? Where is the firmness grown? Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important question, and that question is very relevant to the time that we are in. As you know, we are in the month of Ramadan, and the month of Ramadan is a very special month. It has many virtues. Some of these virtues we discussed in some of our previous sessions. Now, today, we're going to be examining a question relating to one of these virtues, and that is this. As you know, one of the distinctions of the month of Ramadan is that The month of Ramadan is the only month in which fasting has been made obligatory upon us, and we are obliged to fast in this blessed month. So today, the question that we want to pose is, what are the virtues of fasting? What makes fasting so virtuous and good? When we understand this, we can understand why God has prescribed it upon us and we are obliged to fast in this holy month of Ramadan. In this connection, we can look in the Holy Quran, the verses of the Holy Quran and the Hadith, to get an answer for this. Before we begin, it's necessary to remember that the cardinal virtue within Islam and the principal distinction which Allah wants us to acquire is taqwa. Taqwa, or the fear of God, or God-wariness, it's been translated in many ways. This is the cardinal virtue within Islam. This has been echoed. This is a theme that has been echoed in many verses of the Holy Quran. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, very famous verse, God Almighty